Shalom. This is part one of What is Heaven?
The law of the Feast of Weeks produces heaven. Not everybody who sings about heaven will enter. Not everybody who talks about heaven is going there. Not everybody knows that there really is a heaven. Almost nobody knows what heaven really is. It's such a limited term in the dictionary. So limited until you can't determine what heaven is or where it is. So tonight, we're going to learn what heaven is and whether you qualify to enter or not. And if you do not qualify, what you must do in order to qualify. Heaven is known as paradise. And in my travels, I've heard many places on earth called paradise, such as Hawaii has been called Paradise Island. And they say come back to many of the Caribbean islands, paradise. Now that proves something that's shocking. Heaven is known to be on earth. And that is shocking because that's not what I learned at home and in church. I learned, perhaps what you did, that heaven is a place that we don't know and can only hope to know about through death. And that left me with a funny feeling because I used to always ask the question, what about people who are left on the earth when the trumpet sounds? You tell me about death, but what about those that are still walking around alive? And then you heard confusion because the people preaching about heaven didn't know what to do with those walking around still alive. Now, they could safely dispose of everybody dead because couldn't nobody check on death. Nobody ever had a visitor from the ground. And if anybody started coming up from the ground, you know what we would do. I don't need to go into that. Heaven seemed to be a place that only we would know our mother. Maybe our grandmother. After that, we wouldn't know anybody in heaven anyway. Because we didn't know our relatives. And according to the preacher, when he conducts a funeral, nobody's going to hell. You ever notice? I mean, all churches forgive the worst meanie on earth at death. All they just call the priest and let him be there and boom, no matter how mean you were, you somehow get a chance to go to heaven. So all relatives have a chance to feel good about their devil relative. Now maybe you heard a hellfire damnation sermon for somebody to live, but I never did. I mean, I knew people that were showing up bad folk, and they were never condemned to hell. How many witnessed that same thing? So we knew even less about hell, except it's someplace that's on fire. That's about it. And you should think that with everybody dying going to heaven, we ought to know something about it, especially where it is. And it should be a place as important as heaven. Should have a lot of road signs. I mean, that should be a clear-cut map, in my opinion, to heaven. I mean, it's a place where everybody on earth wants to go, but there are no road maps. No road signs. No information on just the direct route. You know, what's the shortest route to heaven? There's something strange about the way we were taught about heaven. No matter who we loved that went there, we didn't want to go see them. Ever notice? I mean, you may have loved, I don't care how you love, whoever it is you knew. See, you still don't want to go there, wherever that is. Because, see, you know how to get there. You don't have to wait and die. You know how to die. So why don't you just do what's necessary and go on? See, you don't trust the preacher either. So you say, well, life might be difficult, but I'm hanging around for better days. But yet there are references all over the earth. Shangri-La. How many heard of Shangri-La? So you who are scholars have heard of Shangri-La. You that are not scholars have not heard of Shangri-La. But that's a religious heaven of another people. But there's one thing unique about Shangri-La compared to the Christian heaven. It's in the mountains. See, Shangri-La is hidden up in some caves up there in the Himalayas. And all of a sudden, no matter how much snow and blizzard is around, just whoosh, all of a sudden you're in Shangri-La. Heaven. I mean, everything is blooming, sun is shining. I mean, all around this spot, it is natural born blizzard. You'll never get there normally. But yet, it's a place where people live. And you don't die. You just live on. In earthly, heavenly splendor. Another proof that heaven is on the earth. Now, the trick is to cause the people to whom heaven belongs to believe it is outer space and a place you go after death. The enemies to the people of heaven have a vested interest in convincing the people of heaven that it can't be had on earth. And if you watch people from other nations, you discover right away, if you're awake, so you have to be awake to see this. You really, when I call it to your attention, you'll realize what I'm about to say. If you watch the people on earth, all nations live, all rulers of the earth live as if they know heaven is only on earth. And there's something peculiar about all the rulers of every nation on the earth. They live in earthly heavens. A lifestyle the opposite of the true people of heaven. The people of heaven, the people of heaven are living in hell on earth, while the enemies to the people of heaven are living in heaven on earth. They have all the luxury. Everything that you can imagine heaven is, the rulers of the earth have it and live it and enjoy it, they and their children. So why is it that all the nations of the earth keep it secret that heaven is on earth, paradise is on earth, so that they can maintain their rulership under Cain's and Lucifer lifestyle? The rich are able to live in heaven by exploiting the masses. The people of heaven created for everybody. The whole earth can enjoy heaven when the people of heaven take charge. Now, Lucifer, why is the world opposite now? Because Lucifer didn't want heaven for everybody. He wanted to be ruler of heaven for himself, proving he was jealous of Yahweh's heaven. and Yahweh's rulership and authority in heaven. Since Yahweh had already created heaven, it wouldn't do Lucifer any good to try to create another heaven, because heaven already existed. So he wouldn't get any credit for anything he did, heavenly. So he was forced to try to create heaven out of the opposite. I know I was there. That's why I can tell you these things. You didn't know about this, but I'm telling you because I was there. That's how I'm come down. I'm bringing heaven. Heaven is coming down to the earth. It comes down with me. And I have heaven with me, but in your underworld thinking, you can't see it. Not only can you not see it, you have no concept of what it is. Now that's the synoptic overview of how hell on earth came about. See, Yahweh just said, okay, Lucifer, now I'm going to kill you for this, but not now. I'm going to reserve you for the end of your rule. See, your rulership has an automatic limit. 6,000 years is as long as yours will be able to last without bringing self-destruction and destruction of all the earth and what I put in motion. So take your opposition and see if you can create heaven on earth. And if you can, I'll let you do it. Because see, I'm God of both anyway. Bipolar opposites. I'm God of the negative and the positive. So if you can take negative and make it heaven, you go right ahead. But I'm telling you, it'll only last 6,000 years. And it's going to be nothing but hell, but you think you can do it, fine. See, but the reason I'm not going to kill you now is because of my stupid angels who were foolish enough to listen to you. I mean, you actually talked a third of my angels into listening to you because they didn't know the opposite. Now, I hear that well now. See, you didn't. Hey, if the angels of heaven all knew the opposite, then Lucifer couldn't have tricked them. They'd have known the end result. The angels of heaven only knew good. That's all they knew was the tree of life. That's all the fruit they had ever eaten from. In heaven, in the midst of the garden, that's all they ate was the tree of life. They had been obeying Yahweh. You see, the tree of good and evil was also there. Hey, you have free will. It's there. And Lucifer reversed our diet. He talked us into going against our good diet. And as you see today, he teaches you that the abomination is a delicacy. Lobsters and oysters and shrimp, every creeping, and all things that Yahweh has laid out as an abomination, which is abominable, it's abominable because it destroys your health and your life. That's bad for your body and your mind. So it goes together. When you take a person's mind from good, then his body also pays the price of the badness. When you follow the good teaching, then your body has good health. When you follow bad teachings, your body has bad health. Because the angels only knew good, Satan came up with the opposite plan, and that wiped out a third of the angels of heaven. And Yahweh said, because you did that, I'm going to kill you. Don't worry. Don't think that because you can just rise up against me and go free. Oh, I'm going to get you, just you wait and see. But I'm going to teach my angels a lesson. I know when you get through with them for 6,000 years, they'll be ready for me forever. There you go. So see, when I told Satan that, he said, okay, I'll be ready for you. I'll have your angel ready to curse you to your face when you come. They won't even know you when I get through with them. So well, go ahead then. Lucifer actually thought
he could exercise more power than I in 6,000 years. The whole thing was, he really knows he's inferior to me. But the power that he felt he could exercise was in keeping the angels of heaven deceived against me when I come, and that I would never be able to recover you. And that's the way he felt he could get back at me and defeat me, was to take my loved ones from me and cause them not to know me when I come for them, and not receive me when I come for them, and that they would laugh at me and mock me, be stiff-necked, hard-headed, and rebellious against me when I come. And I said, go ahead. I'm going to show you, and all I'm going to show you, and you'll see that I'm God of gods. You may be a god, but I'm going to show you who's the God of gods. Now you watch. Praise God. So it's not mercy for Satan to learn a lesson. It's for the angels to learn. And now I am here proving Satan is a liar. Because he said, you wouldn't recognize me when I come. He said, you would not receive me when I come. He said, you wouldn't serve me when I come. He said, you would love his ways so much that you just wouldn't go for the opposite of what he told. You'd never return home. Looks like he's a liar. Satan, from his inception, was and is an enemy to the people of heaven. So those of us who don't know where heaven is are the people of heaven. And those who think heaven is one place in the sky, Satan is a liar. So it's the opposite. It's right on earth. Gold, just like gold and silver is the real money, so he gives you the opposite. Paper. Honey is the real sweetener. Genuine. Legal sweetener. So he gives you granulated white poison and call it sugar. Because it's sweet. Yahweh gives you whole wheat bread with the life germ in the bread. So your enemy takes all the life out of the bread and bleaches it white. And you eat bread that has no life in it. None. And in case the crust just looked brown, you'll tear it off. If it just looked like life, you'll tear it off. He taught you to love death and hate life. You can't enter heaven ignorant. Heaven is on earth, paradise. Heaven is also bliss. Give me bliss, baby. Get your dick there. I'm going to run you tonight. I'm going to try my best to get where I'm going. It's going to be difficult. If I get where I'm going tonight, I might be here till 12. I don't know if you want that or not. Praise God. All your life you've been waiting to die to go to heaven, and you can find out how to get to heaven in just a few minutes. I think it might be worth the wait. I don't mind doing it if you don't mind receiving it. Praise God. When your feet get tired, you can stand up and cheer. But see, my feet will be tired right on. And I don't mind them being tired for you. Bliss.
Bliss. Supreme happiness.
Heaven. Heaven is bliss. Now, your enemy told you you had to die to get to supreme happiness. When heaven is simply supreme happiness. You know what supreme means? The ultimate, I mean, the highest. There's the epitome of happiness. There is no happiness greater to any degree. That is it. Now, I'm telling you, you can have supreme happiness on earth. That's what I represent. I am supreme happiness. That's who I am. Praise God. Now, if I was supreme hell, all your enemies would direct you to me. They'd turn my people right over to me without hindrance. I mean, I'd be in headlines every day if I was supreme hell. So you know who I am just by how your enemies talk about me. The fact they cast my name out as evil to keep my people away from me proves I'm the opposite of evil. And when you come and investigate me, you find I am supreme happiness if you want to live what I teach. Praise God. Now all the day long you're taught supreme evil from the bottomless pit. All right. Bliss, baby.
Bliss. The joy of heaven.
All right. Supreme happiness. How many would like to have forever supreme happiness? Your hand seems to indicate that you really kind of have an idea what that means. Supreme happiness means nothing else enters your mind. Nothing negative, nothing, no downers. I mean, this man is so wicked, he got a pill called an upper, and he has a pill called a downer. He can speed you up and slow you down. He can take you out and bring you back. I mean, this devil is awesome. And teach you to love an upper, a temporary upper, and then teach you to love taking a temporary downer. When you can have supreme happiness eternally, continuously, non-stop. I mean, one supreme orgasm that just don't quit. You know, an orgasm is a sign of heaven. That's all it is. Yahweh doesn't let you have too much of it too long at a time. It's just too much. It'll overwhelm you. I mean, it'll overwhelm you to such an extent you'll say, that's enough. That's enough, baby. Oh, baby, that's enough. I can't take no more. That's enough. See, I'm the God of supreme happiness. I know what I'm talking about. And I know what to do. Oh, yes, because I created heaven, so I know how to make for heaven. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly where heaven is. Know the direct route to heaven. Straight out. I don't have to go around no routes or nothing. Right? Straight to heaven. And it's celestial, too. It truly is a mind thing. You can connect through the terrestrial. See, you can be on the terrestrial and enjoy that celestial. Oh, yeah. That ought to tell you about heaven. See, it's right here. Everything I need to enjoy heaven, I have it. Right here within myself. I can make myself feel good. I just be narcissistic. I look in a mirror and just say, oh, wow. You look good, Yahweh. Just get right off right there. Just look at myself and just, wow. Be supremely happy just from myself. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Yeah, you know how it is. Some of you know what I'm talking about. It's, you can enjoy heaven on this earth from within yourself. That ought to tell you where it is. Dead means you don't get that no more. Child, go on back to bliss.
Bliss. Heaven. Paradise.
There's the word. Paradise. That's an earthly phenomenon. Read.
A cause of great joy.
A cause of great joy. You can have great joy on earth. Go ahead.
Bliss. Delight.
Delight. There are many delightful things. And there are many delightful thoughts. You just don't have to die and go to another planet to have this. You have delight right here. See, I'm painting the goal for you before I take you to the point of whether you qualify or not. Bliss.
Bliss. Happiness.
Happiness. Heaven is happiness. That's a state of mind. You don't understand that all these points are a state of mind? All of which are attainable in this life with Yahweh. Okay, come on.
Felicity.
Felicity. How sweet felicity is. Right? Now you don't know what it is. Come on, yes, sir. You've never looked up felicity in your life. And if you've looked it up, wonderful. But see, most of us would be hollering, yes, sir, haven't looked up felicity. Bliss.
Bliss.
You're going to look it up now. I bet you look up felicity now. Want to know how to spell it? Spell it for me, baby.
Felicity. F-E-L-I-C-I-T-Y. Felicity.
Bliss.
Bliss. Enjoyment.
Enjoy. Listen, heaven is enjoyment. But what you experience on earth is a temporary enjoyment. Heaven is continuous. Get the point? Heaven is not a temporary phenomenon or state. It's a continuous, eternal state, never ending. It never changes. All of that is attainable on earth with Yahweh. Read.
Delectation.
Who?
Delectation.
Delectation. Delicious. Delightful, delicious. Yeah. I know you're going to look it up, huh? Spell it for me, baby.
Delectation. D-E-L-E-C-T-A-T-I-O-N.
From delectable. Read.
Pleasure.
What? Pleasure. You don't have to die to have pleasure. In fact, I've never seen a dead man say it feels good. They have those men that like to lay with dead women, you know, after they die. What's that word? Necromaniac. He's a necromaniac. And not one woman, dead woman, ever said, that's a delight. Pleasure is on earth. Read, baby.
Luxury.
Is that off the earth or on earth?
On earth.
Luxury is heaven. Where the Arabs live. The rulers of India.
Luxury.
The rulers of all countries.
Luxury.
Proof where heaven is. Proof you don't have to die to enjoy luxury. I'm giving you the sign now. Don't you see I'm creating luxury?
Yes, sir.
You don't see it?
Yes, sir.
See, if you don't want to live in luxury, stay away from me. You who think it's an honor to live in a dirty house, stay away from me. Well, I just want enough to get along. Don't you come near me. You have to go with the God that taught you to be like that. But see, that's not Yahweh. No. See, Yahweh is of heaven. Heaven is what? Luxury. Huh? So I don't know any other way to travel but in luxury. I mean, that's it. I don't know any other way to dress. I know what luxury is. My Bible tells me when I put on fine linen, that's as fine as you can get on this earth. The best luxury you can wear is linen. And the more wrinkles it is, the more luxurious it is. You know what I mean? Say, wow, huh? Because Yahweh knows what luxury is. Fine linen, honey. And everybody that knows what luxury is know when you have on linen. That's linen, honey. May not be able to afford it, but they know what it is. But all people who enjoy luxury know fine stuff when they see it. See, fine linen is above fine silk. Both are created by Yahweh. Silk comes from a worm. Worm created by Yahweh. Linen comes from a plant. Flax comes from flax. It's a plant. Yahweh created the plant. Turn a plant into clothing. Turn a worm product into clothing. And that's luxury. I'm proving all that heaven is attainable right here on this earth in the now. When you join Yahweh, you join yourself on to Yahweh. Make up your mind to become a servant of Yahweh. That's all to it. See, some of us know what it means to be a servant of Yahweh. Some of us do. Praise Yahweh. It is impossible to serve Yahweh and be poor. I said it's impossible. Besides, it's against the law. It's illegal to serve Yahweh and be poor. Illegal. Can you imagine having a God that forces you to be rich in serving him? I mean, that's the way it is. You know, when you work for him, you don't get a paycheck. You get luxury. Supreme happiness. Pleasure. Bliss. Paradise. Heaven while you live. Health. Eternal life. No more pain. No hunger. You have the most delectable, healthy food and drink in existence when you serve Yahweh, when you become a servant. See, serving Yahweh is not putting on white, but servants of Yahweh put on white. Money does not make for heaven, but heaven includes money. All of it. All the money. I insist that you have all the money. I have a plan where you'll always have all the money. Even if you pay somebody a wage, all the money will still come back to you. I got a plan. I got it planned like that. It's already written. That's my plan. Oh, yeah, you can't ever lose it. It'll always be in your treasury. Even if you pay 100 million people in another country to work for you and labor, huh? Still, all the gold and silver come right back to my treasure house. That's my plan. I got it fixed like that. Praise God. That's so that you can live in luxury eternally. As my wife. As my son. As my daughters. As my children. I have a plan, an eternal plan that guarantees you living in luxury forever. Can I fail? Right on this earth. And if you didn't know it, the earth, I created the earth to be inhabited forever. Where? Ecclesiastes what? 1:4. Some of you thought the earth is coming to an end. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. The world is coming to an end, but not the earth. The world is definitely coming to an end. It doesn't have long to go. But the planet earth shall remain forever with us on it. So don't worry about going to heaven somewhere. I'm proving heaven is on earth. If you're never going to go somewhere else, then it's got to be here. Ecclesiastes 1:4, read and see. Read.
One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever.
Now, somebody told you the world was going to be destroyed, or the planet. You didn't understand, did you? This Feast of Weeks has taught us there are many worlds. There's an underworld, there's a world we are, there's a heavenly world. Some even speaks about seven heavens. Check out the earth. The earth is made to be inhabited how long? No matter who has passed away before us, see, the earth is still here. So where is heaven? Now, that helps to change your whole attitude about life, just discovering where heaven is. And at the same time, I'm teaching you what heaven is. And then I'm going to teach you whether you qualify or not, your present condition. I think some of us know a lot about our present condition. But you're learning a great deal this season about your present condition. But you got to learn a lot more to get from where you are to heaven. Now we're discovering it's a state of mind. Bliss is a state of mind that creates a condition for luxury. Luxury is both a state of mind and reality in the real world. You know, like convenience of air conditioning on a 110 hot day, you'd be cool. That's luxury. Riding in your automobile for an even temperature, no matter what it is outside, is luxury. And to be able to get a new one without sorrow about the payments and get the one you want is luxury. And to have a water bed instead of a hard bed can be luxury. And to have a supremely happy mate instead of a hellraiser, instead of one that raised in Cain, that's still raising Cain, is luxury. Last thing you want, brother, is a sister raising Cain. Sister, the last man on earth you want is a brother still raising Cain. You've never been taught like this. Doesn't it make you feel bad to have gone to church all your life and gave out all your money and watched your mama give out all her money? Doesn't it make you feel ashamed that you were tricked like this and didn't know nothing about heaven? Isn't it a sin? It's right here, definable. Heaven is right here, definable. You have all this on earth, and they got you tricked out, giving up your money, waiting to die. While your preacher lives in? Book tells you what they are, all of them, thieves and robbers. Everybody before me is a thief and a robber. Where? John 10:8. I'm not just making these things up. Everybody but Yahweh is a thief and a robber. That means everybody you're working for but Yahweh is a thief and a robber. Read.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
Now you, my sheep, are saying, later for the thieves and robbers. I'm coming to serve Yahweh and enjoy heaven on earth while I live in luxurious splendor, bliss, supreme happiness, pure joy, with absolute pleasure, in felicity. That's what I offer you. And when you become my disciple, I insist that you have it. Praise God. Bliss.
Bliss, joy, joyousness, exaltation, elation, rapture.
Wait a minute. Go back to exaltation. See, there's, you want to be exalted? Exaltation is heaven. Right.
Proverbs 14:34.
Let me show you how you can enjoy exaltation, which is heaven. Exaltation is heaven. It's a law. It's the law of Yahweh for you to be exalted. It's against the law of Yahweh for you not to be exalted. And you have to break his law to not be exalted. You have to break Yahweh's law to not be exalted. What's the word? Unexalted, I guess? That's a good way to say it, isn't it? You have to break Yahweh's law to be unexalted. If that's not a word, well, I just made it up. Because it's the opposite of exalted. It's un. Is it in there? Yo, it's in there. Don't worry about it, darling. It's in there now because I said it. It's against the law of Yahweh to be unexalted. And you have to break his laws to be unexalted. To be unexalted makes you a sinner. To be unexalted makes you a reproach. Something to be hated by all people. To be unexalted causes you to be a proverb, spoken of as a proverb and a byword. Read.
Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Breaking the laws of Yahweh is a reproach to any people. What is reproach? Turn to it. Shame, disgrace?
Reproach. To find fault with a person, group, etc. Blame, censure, to upbraid or scold, to be a cause of blame or discredit to. Blame or censure conveyed in disapproval. An expression of upbraiding, censure, or reproof. Disgrace, discredit, or blame. A cause or occasion of disgrace or discredit. An object of scorn or contempt.
Back to bliss. Look what it takes to be in heaven. Righteousness. It requires exaltation. Heaven. Doesn't this make you want to go back and slap your teacher upside the head? I mean, why didn't you teach me what it took to be in heaven, man? What did I go to school for? Spent up all my money in college and didn't learn how to be exalted. Makes you want to, you know, I'm just being funny when I say that, but it makes you want to lash out at somebody that wasted your life. Nobody taught you how to be exalted. Enjoy heaven. What's the purpose of education if it's not to enjoy heaven? Everybody in the world is searching for heaven, and they're all cracking up about it. They've all joined on to Cain and become a co-conspirator with Cain. They are better known as cocainites. Looking for what? A high. See, the whole world is willing to pay for a high. You just this damn drinking vodka as you are in crack. Both do the same thing to you. Destroy you. Strong alcohol and cocaine will do the same to your potency. Do the same. Take your potency, your strength. Look at this class tonight. This part is almost finished. I don't have much time left for this part. I'm telling you where heaven is and what it is. Shocking, but it's true nevertheless. Who knows more about heaven than the God of heaven? Bliss, baby.
Bliss. Elation.
Elation. Isn't that a mind thing? Sounds to me like that's what that is. Putting away half of the book already. I'm just on one word, as usual. Bliss.
Bliss. Rapture.
Rapture. On earth. Ooh, I'm just in rapture. Wow. Not the sky version. We're talking about this thing right here on this earth right now that you can have. Enjoy. Yeah. Bliss.
Bliss. Jubilation.
Jubilation. Jubilee. Jubilation. Isn't that something? Where do you have jubilation? Where are jubilees held? On earth. You can't verify jubilee anywhere else. But we can verify jubilee on earth.
This concludes part one of What is Heaven?
Loading. One moment, please. The new Yahweh Ben Yahweh website now offers the latest in streaming technology to aid you in your study of the laws and teachings of Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Visit YahwehBenYahweh.com and learn about the Tetragrammaton, the meaning of the crucifixion, and how to keep the Sabbath. YahwehBenYahweh.com is your home for truth and insight. Read about Operation Word War and how you can work to balance justice. Shalom.